As New Jersey's Department of Education waits to see what will happen to at least $162 million in education funding withheld by federal officials, educators remain in limbo. We hear more from WHYY's David Matthau.
The federal money in question is used to support free and low-cost before and after-school programs, STEM technology and English proficiency classes, teacher training, recruitment and guidance counselor programs, and school-based health services. Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone says with holding these funds is outrageous.
We sent a letter to the director of OMB, the budget office, basically saying that this is unlawful and that we have been given no reason why this money is being withheld.
The White House says the funding is being withheld after an initial review found money was, quote, being grossly misused. Jersey has joined 23 other states in a lawsuit that demands the immediate release of the funding. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
The city of Philadelphia is already getting hyped to be host city of next year's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more on a special event planned for tomorrow at City Hall.
Starting at noon, the band The Roots will perform at Dilworth Park, along with a bunch of Phillies All-Stars from the teams of yesteryear. Former Home Run Derby champs Bobby Abreu and Ryan Howard, as well as fellow Phillies legends Cole Hamels, John Crunk, and Charlie Manuel will be present. The event will also feature the 2026 All-Star Declaration Bus, providing fans with photo ops at the Museum of Art at 2, Independence Mall at 2:45, and the Betsy Ross House at 3:30, with the final stop at Citizens Bank Park at 4:15. The 2026 All-Star Game is part of next year's 250th anniversary celebration of American independence in Philadelphia. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Another sports news, former Eagles linebacker Brian Brahman has passed away after a battle with cancer.